Welcome to Scotty's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Scott Ewart. With me on the show today is Dan Mettinger. Dan's a candidate for Maryland State Delegate in District 9B. Dan, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
Dan, we're going to start off with, why don't you tell the listeners a little about you, your background, and why you're running for the House of Delegates in District 9B?
Sure. Well, let me start with why I'm running. I'm running for the Maryland House of Delegates because, frankly, we are living in changing times. And I think these changing times are calling for new people with new ideas to get new results. I'm a business owner here in Howard County. I raised our family here. It's a wonderful place. I just want the state of Maryland is a great state, and I'd like to make it a little better. And that's a major reason why I'm running.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So, look, I ask every candidate on the show this one simple question. If elected, you will face a great many issues in the House of Delegates. And I'm curious for you, what is the one or one of the most important issues that you believe you'll face if elected?
Sure. You know, that's a good question. And I have knocked on we have about 5,000 doors in this primary, and I've knocked on almost all those doors three times. And I've really heard two big things that people want to talk about, and both start with the letter E. They want to talk about education, and they want to talk about the environment. And on the education front, we have a great opportunity in front of us in the next 4 years, the implementation of what's called the Kerwin Commission that is positioning our public schools to be competitive in the world. And what we need to recognize here in Maryland, where we've kind of prided ourselves on being number one for a long time, we're not number one anymore, and we need to get back to number one in the United States, but we're not trying to win a national championship. We're trying to win a global competition. And so when we talk about how are we preparing our children, this next 4 years, the implementation of the Kerwin Commission is going to be a very important work. As some people know, I serve on the Budget Review Committee for Howard County Public Schools. We meet every Tuesday morning to develop ideas and make recommendations to the Board of Education how we can run Howard County schools better. I want to take that experience of working with our $900 million budget here in Howard County to Annapolis so that we can find a way to be successful in the future for all of the kids in our state. But I also hear a lot about the environment. The incidences in Ellicott City have people very concerned, and as we should be, because three things are true. One is we had a very bad rain. We've had a couple of bad rains that caused problems in Ellicott City. But number two, climate change is real. And I think folks in this area believe that and know that. And we're trying to think of how can we make different decisions to prepare for that. And the third thing that's true is that overdevelopment has contributed to these problems because it has not been administered as well as it should be. And there are people that have been in office before me who have made those decisions without knowing the consequences of the decisions today and how it was going to impact the future. As a small business owner who's built things from scratch, I have an idea about what it takes to do things right the first time so that we can make sure that we don't have to go back and redo them again and over and over and over. And so as I talk to folks about the environment and climate change, we need to make that a centerpiece of what we think about here in the state of Maryland.
Those are two very important issues, Dan. Thank you. So I'm also asking all of the candidates kind of one random topic. And so yours is, I want to talk to you about communications between our elected officials in Annapolis and the voters that put you there. And in your opinion, how do we improve communication so that we have a better understanding of, number one, what's happening in Annapolis, and also greater input to what's happening in Annapolis as a voter or a resident, as someone who lives in your district?
Sure. You know, the communication issue, I think, is critical. There's a great deal of cynicism in the land. There's a lot of distrust. And we may have had 40 or 50 years of people tearing down institutions. And unfortunately, we currently have a president who daily finds ways to almost tear down his own departments. And these are problems. We need to reestablish trust in government. And one way that we must do that is by having truthful, honest, transparent communications. And in 2018, frankly, we have the technology to do that. We have the resources to do it. We don't even have to do it in an expensive way. A small thing that I used to talk about was when you go by construction projects that are being done by the state, to simply put a little QR code that says everything about this job should be right there. I should know who got the contracts, what does it cost, what's the timeline. I shouldn't have to go down to the courthouse or go down to Annapolis to print out some records. I mean, this stuff should all be digitized. And frankly, that's a small thing, and many people might not recognize the value of it, but what we need to do is find ways to have this honest dialogue. Because in order to be successful in government, we need two things. One, we need good public policy that is soundly written and soundly put together. But the second is we have to communicate it well. As you may remember, a few years ago, we had a very good policy that was called the Stormwater Remediation Act. And it was about how do we deal with all of these issues related to climate change. And the Republican Party called it the rain tax. And they poo-pooed it, and they made fun of it. And frankly, in the communications business, they may have won that skirmish. But the reality is that we did not have good enough communications to help people understand that stormwater remediation is essential in 2018. And if we had done a better job of communicating that, I think we might have had different other decisions that would have helped us avoid some of the problems that we're facing now.
Well, as a resident, as a voter here in Howard County, you know, I see the disconnect at times with the communication between us and Annapolis, you know, with certain legislators. And it is my sincere hope that it improves in the future.
Well, thank you. It can be done. But, you know, we always have to remember that the government actually does belong to the people. Sometimes people get elected and they start thinking that they're in charge and they're the only ones that should have the information. When America functions best, when our state is going to function best, is when we have all stakeholders at the table, fully informed, fully engaged, and participating. And we can do that by improving our communications and also adopting sound, good public policies that are going to help us project a positive future for all Marylanders.
Could not agree more. Dan, I want to make sure that we take a minute and just let folks know where to find out more information about your campaign.
Sure. We've been working hard. One of the things I'm very proud of this campaign in terms of all of the volunteers that have stepped up to help. You can come to my website, www.danielmettinger.com. There's a number of nice videos up there. You're going to see a lot of our leading activists and leaders in the Democratic Party who've got things to say. There's position papers and so on. So please come to the website. There's time is short between now and the primary election, but please feel free to come there. We're always posting on Facebook. Some of my family says they're getting tired of seeing me, but we got to keep getting our message out. So between the Facebook, between the website. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is at Daniel Mettinger. Love to keep in communications.
Well, excellent, Dan. I appreciate that information. I appreciate you joining me on the show today. I hope everybody learned a little bit more about you and takes that to get the opportunity to learn even more about you.
Thank you. It's a great show. I like to listen to it myself.
I appreciate that, Dan. Well, folks, that's all I've got for today. I'm going to try and get some more podcasts in, and we've got 2 days before early voting starts. We got 14 days before the actual primary election day on the 26th. So I'm running out of time, but I'm doing the best I can. And if you're interested, please reach out, and we'll see if we can get a time set up for you as well. Otherwise, have fun and go vote.